Tom Carkelin, the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today. Fog's going to eventually give way to sunshine. We will have a high near 80 degrees for today. Right now it is foggy pretty much all around the area. In Kenosha, 58 degrees, 53 in Burlington, 60 in Milwaukee, Racine. Actually have some clear skies here, and we're at 61 degrees. If you do encounter the fog this morning, do drive with caution. A little thick in some areas. A couple of accidents here and there. Nothing major in terms of any injuries, but do again drive with some caution this morning. It was a moving closing ceremony for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Moving Wall at Racine's Pritchard Park Sunday that drew thousands since last Thursday at all hours of the day and night. That wall going to remain available for viewing until 3:30 this afternoon. Retired Racine County Chief of Staff Jeff Greiveldinger is a 20-year Navy veteran with the Judge Advocate General's Office. Talked to the crowd of several hundred about the impact of an unpopular and political war on the soldiers who only did their jobs. He took a verbal shot at GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump, though not by name, in remembering earlier campaign comments about Arizona Senator John McCain not being a hero with his POW history.
Many of us who never served in combat, and I'm one, don't claim to be heroes. And many who did so don't claim heroism either, though they have a right to. But as we stand beneath the POW MIA flag, it is hard to understand how a leading political figure, one who himself did not put on a uniform at all, could publicly dispute the heroism of a man who endured more than 5 years in a North Vietnamese prison.
Dominican Sister Linda McClanahan, known as Sister Sarge, who served in the 1st Signal Brigade, told the crowd to honor them, meaning those on the wall, for their sacrifice and the reasons behind it.
May we continue to honor their lives by maintaining in word and deed the principles to which we have pledged ourselves as Americans, and principles that those who currently serve continue to defend.
The moving wall is a half-size replica of the Black Granite Monument in Washington, D.C. Those who looked at the names on it the last several days did so perhaps for the first time or the umpteenth time, wondering, reflecting, perhaps even crying. 45 of the names on that wall from the Racine area. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and another GOP state leader on the campaign trail offer some rather controversial methods to tackle illegal immigration. Joe Gomez has that story.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker tells NBC's Meet the Press that building a wall at the U.S.-Canadian border is a legitimate issue because it would help U.S. intelligence officials with their counterterrorism work.
We're spending all sorts of money on port security. It only makes sense to me that if part of what we're trying to do is protect ourselves, set aside immigration for a minute, but protect ourselves from risk out there, I think we should make sure we have a secure border.
Meanwhile, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the government could track illegal immigrants the same way that FedEx tracks packages.
We can do it, and we should bring in the folks for FedEx to use the technology to be able to do it. There's nothing wrong with that, and I don't mean people are packages, so let's not be ridiculous.
I'm Chuck Gomez.
The strong support, by the way, once held by Governor Walker in neighboring Iowa, seems to be evaporating. A new Des Moines Register Iowa poll shows that he has fallen into a tie for third place, with just 8% support after leading in that state for months. Walker had 17% support back in May, but now trails Donald Trump's leading 23%, and Dr. Ben Carson has quietly moved into second with 18%. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett wants to spend $880,000 next year on body cameras for police in the city, since his plans call for having 1,200 of the cameras by the end of 2016.
I want our police officers to be in a position to demonstrate beyond a reasonable doubt that they are acting professionally.
Barrett making the announcement, joined by Police Chief Ed Flynn, who fully supports the move.
I am convinced we're going to make it, so we certainly will be at the forefront of getting the maximum number of body cameras out there and on the shoulders and eyeglasses and chests of our working police officers.
Mayor Barrett to present his 2016 budget proposal soon to the Milwaukee Common Council. A request to reinstate a commission to review a study of the Kenosha Fire Department is going to be up before the Public Safety and Welfare Committee Tuesday evening. An ad hoc panel to review the fire department's utilization report was formed earlier this year, but for whatever reason, it never met. It was then determined at the last city council meeting that since the deadline to submit a report had passed, well, the aldermen could not vote to extend the timeline, so the committee was disbanded. The committee will be discussing the request from the council president and one of the aldermen to recreate that committee. It's move-in day at the University of Wisconsin-Parkside campus in Kenosha, where new and returning students are hauling in their stuff and setting up for the semester. Parkside's John Mielke says Ranger Hall has the largest population of new freshmen. Tuesday's going to be Ranger Welcome Day with different activities for the freshmen. The classes begin at Parkside on Wednesday. With school starting tomorrow, for most students, parents are going to be reminded you got to have those kids vaccinated. If you can't, you still have a chance. John Colbert with the story.
Stephanie Schauer, the state health department, says students need to be up to date with all the vaccines that are required. There are 9 of them.
That's diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis or whooping cough, polio, hepatitis B, measles, mumps, and rubella, and varicella or chickenpox.
Most public schools begin classes in Wisconsin on Tuesday, and Schauer says parents of kids who are not in compliance will be given some time to straighten things out. She says parents can get a waiver for medical reasons or personal convictions. College students, she says, also need up-to-date records. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Racine and Kenosha Unified School Districts have been trying to address facilities needs over recent times as best they can with budgetary limits, but referendum approvals and, well, creative project financing has made this summer quite busy for the skilled trades. Much of the work in Racine centering around some major renovations to the field house at Case High School, including a new floor. Just getting started is construction for the new Olympia Brown and Knapp schools, as well as an addition to Gifford. In Kenosha Unified, the summer included renovations to 3 schools. That prompted the relocations of all 3 operations to other facilities. Roosevelt Elementary had shifted to McKinley Elementary School. Vernon Elementary had relocated to Southport Elementary, both until Monday, August the 17th. The Brompton School had relocated to K-Tech West facility on 32nd Avenue until just a week ago. As this new school year is about to unfold, the public being reminded the yellow buses are going to be hitting the roads tomorrow. Still one of the safest vehicles out there today.
We look at the brake and steering systems, lights, mirrors, and warning lights to make sure they're all operating correctly. We also make sure the equipment on the inside is up to specifications, including the seats and emergency exits.
That is Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey, who points out that the school buses are yellow for a reason, not to mention that they're built tough. You can see them, obviously. He reminds motorists kids don't often follow the adult rules when it comes to traffic, and you got to be expecting anything, which means slow down, look carefully, especially when kids are present. And some 2 dozen lakes in southeast Wisconsin now have been surveyed for the aquatic invasive species starry stonewort. That by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and its partnering groups. The intent to complete work on 35 more lakes within the month. To date, the problem has been confirmed on 5 regional lakes, one of them Racine County's Long Lake. WRJN.com, it's our webpage. You can get our newscast in podcast form whenever you want. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News to get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400 WRJN News.